a wonderful concert coming up this weekend, and we'll tell you about another performance coming up next week with the Lafayette Children's Choir of the Bach Chorale. Joining me in the studio is Leanne Starkey. Good to have you.
Hi, thank you.
This is a fun program. We know December is the big 200 years. Is it hard to find Hoosier composers?
Not really. We have a lot here from Indiana, and a lot of our songs are just even inspired by the history of Indiana, so there's quite a bit to choose from.
I'm always curious about not only finding these sort of songs, but then putting them together. Is that sort of a putting together the right puzzle to make everything flow?
Oh, definitely. And you start with a pile of music that is much larger than what you end up with, and kind of pick and choose what would make a good concert and what would complement each other really well. And of course, the kids' voices. So,
tell us a little bit about the choir, because I know there's been a name change. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm curious, do you guys rehearse once a week? Do you take off in the summer? Tell us a little bit about the choir.
Sure.
And the rehearsals.
We recently changed our name from the Bach Chorale Children's Choir to the Lafayette Children's Choir of the Bach Chorale Singers. So nothing's changed with our relationship with the Bach Chorale Singers at all. You know, we still love them and are supported with them and part of their organization. We made the name change just to better reflect who we are and what we do in the community, which is not as much Bach chorales as it is music for all the children that we have in Lafayette, West Lafayette, all the surrounding areas. We meet on Monday evenings throughout the school year, so from about August to May, and we do take off for holidays here and there, but we prepare three main concerts during the year, and then we get asked to sing in the community at different events throughout the season.
If someone is interested, I'm sure there are usually auditions in the fall.
Yes.
Will there be some in the spring? And if not, how can folks find out more?
Mm-hmm. The two best times to audition are in August or January, right when we start a new semester. And they can contact us at info@LafayetteChildrensChoir.org or by visiting our website, www.LafayetteChildrensChoir.org.
The concert is Hoosier Homeland, and my guest is Leanne Starkey. This program is really fun because of the bicentennial in 200 years. Tell me a little bit about the age of ranges, what we'll hear at this concert.
We'll have all of our singers there. So from our youngest, which is second grade, all the way through high school students in our three choirs. So we have three based on age and ability, and they will all be featured at our concert.
And then I know this program will be done again. You guys are actually going to be joined by other choirs. Tell us a little bit about this.
On the 19th, we're going to be having our tri-annual festival called Indiana Voices in Song. And we'll be joined by the Indianapolis Children's Choir and the Fort Wayne Children's Choir, as well as about 50 students from our own community here in the local schools. And we will all meet that day and we'll sing together in a concert that afternoon under the direction of Josh Petty, who is the artistic director of the Indianapolis Children's Choir.
So that's the 19th at 3 o'clock at
yes.
Faith Church here
yes.
in Lafayette. Is that something that is normal, that choirs collaborate? Is that something kind of special?
It is very special. It does happen here and there, but not often in our own community. You might see it more down in Indianapolis, but to have those choirs actually here within, you know, just a few minutes drive is really unique for us.
Well, we're looking forward to it. That's next Saturday, the 19th at 3 o'clock. This weekend, it's Saturday at 4 o'clock at Emmanuel United Church of Christ. And we're talking about the Lafayette Children's Choir of the Bach Chorale Society. My guest is Leanne Starkey. Now, I know you're busy throughout the year. You teach, right?
I do.
Is it a bit of a juggling act sometimes to be like, what score am I at?
And
do you sing yourself?
I do sing myself. Right now, I don't sing in any choirs because I direct so many. And I actually have seven concerts myself I'm preparing for right now. So it is busy, of course.
Is there a typical amount of music that a choir, that you usually do on a program? Anywhere from big single works? I know sometimes, you know, in the holidays you'll hear the Ceremony for Carols, which is a big one for kids and whatnot. But is it one of those things to have, you know, 10 or 12 pieces on a concert at least?
That is kind of our goal. And it always depends on the difficulty of the piece and kind of what we have programmed. Like last year we did with one of the choirs, a bigger set of songs from the I Never Saw Another Butterfly Suite by Charles Davidson. So it wasn't as many songs listed in the program, but the repertoire still took up, you know, a good concert length amount of time. And I'd say that is about standard for us, though, about 10 to 12 pieces.
Any musical styles that you've had fun with the kids or any good stories you can share?
We are challenging our singers right now. We have a jazz selection with the oldest kids, the youth chorus, on the sunny side of the street. And that is a little out of their comfort zone, but it's been fun getting them to do some scat singing. And they finally, I think, bought into it a couple weeks ago and are, are doing really well with it now.
All right. That sounds like fun. Well, we're looking forward to it. Where can folks find out more information?
On our website, www.lafayettechildrenschoir.org, or on our Facebook page.
All right. Well, you'll have to come back and let us know about the holidays and about the spring. Will you do that?
Of course.
Well, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.